Saturday's WISH presentation will cover domestic violence topics such as the cycle of violence, the effects of abusive relationships on children, and how to develop a safety plan. But what Shannon Gallner will focus on during her talk is a profile of a batterer and a victim. Gallner, a clinician at Alaska Island Community Services, says domestic violence occurs in all types of relationships.
People generally, when you think of domestic violence, you think of the husband and the wife, but it can actually be, you know, there's gay and lesbian relationships, boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, just partnered relationships. So there's quite a few dynamics involved in it.
Domestic violence not only occurs in different types of relationships, the violence itself can take on various forms.
There are so many relationships that have a lot of violence in it. It can either be battering, there's mental, physical, emotional. It can even involve financial, you know, where that they withhold money.
Gallner says her presentation is not just geared for victims of domestic violence. It's really for everybody.
We all know somebody that can use support, so it's great for, you know, any family members, friends, people that think they may be in a relationship that has some violence in it, or even verbal abuse that shouldn't be there. It's just really, it's good for anyone to attend.
As someone outside a relationship in which domestic violence may be occurring, friends and family members can serve important roles.
You might have a friend or a family member that comes to you and they're just talking to you, trying to get some advice, and not really realizing that they're in a relationship that's not healthy, and they're just kind of maybe bouncing something off of you, and you, being an outsider, can see that this really isn't healthy. He's too jealous. You know, he times you when you go to the store and you come back. You know, he accuses you of being on the telephone with people when you're not. Just, there are a lot of little cues that makes the relationship unhealthy and unstable. But the victim in these instances usually try to rationalize what I've done or what I can do differently, or maybe it is my fault.
Gallner says she'll also talk about how to prevent domestic violence and what to do to make victims as well as their children safe. While statistics on how prevalent domestic violence is in Wrangell are currently not available, Gallner says domestic violence is a problem everywhere, and the information she's providing is something every community should be aware of. Gallner's presentation on profiles of a batterer and a victim is taking place this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Old Gym's multipurpose room. Everyone is invited to attend. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.